I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Central Asia's religious freedom is a stuttering pulse. Of the 12 nations fully or partially in Central Asia, 10 of them are on the World Watch list for oppressing Christians. Last weekend, a Christian children's camp sponsored by Slavic Gospel Association was raided in Central Asia. SGA's Joel Griffith says 15 officials took pictures, interrogated the kids, and arrested the camp leaders. The charges?
Holding an unsanctioned religious gathering. The law says that they have to register their churches, and so they do everything they can possibly do to follow the law, and then the authorities throw obstacles in their way to make it impossible for them to register their churches.
Next, despite reports of the Iranian government cracking down on Christians, there's one bright spot. According to Voice of the Martyrs and Moabit News, authorities just released Pastor Robert Assyrian, who's been behind bars since May 21st. The price for his release? Silence. The Farsi services at his church have been shut down by police. Charges may still be pending. Will you pray for these believers? Pray boldness and wisdom. We have more at our website. And more than a billion children around the world live on less than $2 a day. And that's why Bibles for the World is a child sponsorship program. Co-founder Moe Padidi says opportunity plus potential equals accomplishment.
Less than $1 a day will provide opportunities that their poor families simply cannot afford.
Sponsorship provides more than food, clothes, and an education.
This year, they're memorizing the Gospel of John and Proverbs.
Help change the world one child at a time. You can find links at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking and helps you understand how you can make a difference. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.